a number of issues. One, studies had been done, but they had basically been focusing on scavenging issues, generally the attitudes of these children, attitudes of society. I felt there was need to really go into the world of these children and youths and try to understand them from within, rather than just talking about what we were seeing on the surface, picking food from the rubbish bins and so on. I wanted to go into their private lives on the streets. Also, I had realized that most of the NGOs dealing with children in Harare had failed to get out of the mode of operation that is just thinking in terms of children, small children, and not realizing that the problem was becoming quite big and huge. Also, these children were becoming youths and adults and having children on the streets. They are still operating the same way they used to operate in the 80s, thinking of street children. And yet, we can now talk of a community. We can now talk of a street community, a constituency. We can talk of a quasi-tribe, because they have their own subculture. They have their own even language. You can see that they lead their own life of the streets, which is quite different. Although you would find that their behavior, patterns, and attitudes towards life also reflect what is happening in mainstream society when it comes to gender relations. The boys want to behave like men in mainstream society, objectifying women, objectifying the girls on the streets and so on. Yeah, and also, you know, mystifying their activities as part of construction of masculinities on the streets.